holidays are always a busy time for musicians. This is just as true for the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir and the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra as it is for any other ensemble. December means their annual collaboration to present Festival of Carols. And now you can enjoy this music all year long thanks to a recent release by Naxos of highlights from previous performances. Classical Music Indie's Michael Toulouse talked with the Symphonic Choir's artistic director, Eric Stark, about this recording.
Speaking of Naxos, that brings up another highlight of this season. It is another Naxos release. Mm-hmm. It's the Festival of Carols.
That's right. This will be released in November of this year. And this is a disc of holiday music from 2 years of our Festival of Carols performances. So many of your listeners will know that each year we do a number of performances of Festival of Carols, which will include some familiar sacred holiday repertoire as well as some secular pieces, all set in kind of a family-friendly theme. And we've been joined by a number of soloists over the years, but the disc that is being released draws upon our work with the Grammy Award-winning singer Sylvia McNair, who sang with us 2 years at our Festival of Carols concerts. And so listeners to the disc will hear not only the Symphonic Choir and the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra, but also the fabulous singing of Sylvia McNair. And we're very excited to be on a disc with her and to be sharing that music with the community.
Actually have a carol composers competition.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Would that be the right term to use?
Yes. It's kind of a cumbersome title. I always have to think carefully before I say it. It's the Christmas Carol Commission Competition, okay. I think is what we call it. And we've done this for a dozen years, perhaps. And each year, we invite submissions of unperformed works for the holidays, can be sacred, can be secular, by composers who are, as of the deadline for that year, I think 35 years or younger. So we don't want to exclude, but we also want to offer an opportunity for emerging composers to get their voice out there. So they will submit scores, and the staff from the Symphonic Choir will redact all of the names and the identifying features of each score and then pass them along to me. And I'll review them over the summertime and choose a piece that we'll perform on our concert that year at our Festival of Carols. It's always an exciting process to go through the scores because I see so many wonderful ideas and works that our next wave of composers are dealing with. And then when we introduce the piece both to the choir and to our audiences, I'm just thrilled at how excited the people are to do new music. We who love classical concerted music can't be content to just do the same things over and over again. We have an obligation to make sure that we're restocking the pipeline with new works. And so this competition has now, for almost a dozen years or more, helped us create a stream of music music, and I'm very proud that most of the titles that we have performed as winners of this competition have been picked up and published by such publishers as Beckenhorst, E.C. Shermer, Oxford Publications, and these works are now being performed regularly by other choirs. And of course, that's the reason we do it. Of course, the first performance is wonderful, but the second performance by another group is even better.
Artistic director Eric Stark talked with Classical Music Indie's Michael Toulouse about the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir's annual Festival of Carols and the new music they foster.